This episode of the TGFB podcast is presented by River. River's the best and most secure place to buy Bitcoin in the United States. You can head over to river.com/TGFB to set up an account today, and you'll be able to DCA into Bitcoin without paying any fees. The river.com/learn tab is one of the best places to find helpful learning materials and videos that help explain what Bitcoin is, how it works. They have a bunch of other features as well. You can give people Bitcoin via River links. You can be able to send and receive Bitcoin over the Lightning Network and be able to set limit orders. And if you want to buy Bitcoin or sell Bitcoin at a particular price, either above or below where it is now. There's also the ability to leave cash in your River account and earn 3.8% paid out in Bitcoin. Go to river.com/TGFB. Set up your account in minutes today. Go support those guys.
Welcome to the Thank God for Bitcoin podcast. I'm Tim Madden, and in this series, I'll be sharing my insights from my writings on the intersection of faith and cryptocurrency. Whether you're a seasoned Bitcoiner or just starting out, I hope these reflections help inspire and challenge you. Bitcoin and ants, storing your Bitcoin for financial winters. In a world where financial markets are as volatile as the changing seasons, we seek ways to prepare for financial times of hardship. Whether it's a personal financial crisis or a broader economic downturn, we are called to be wise stewards of the resources God has entrusted to us. As we look forward to the future, an important question arises. How do we prepare for these financial winters in a way that is both prudent and aligned with biblical wisdom? One of the most familiar passages in Scripture about preparation comes from Proverbs 6:6-8. Go to the ant, O sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Without having any chief, officer, or ruler, she prepares her bread in summer and gathers her food in the harvest. This passage teaches us a simple yet profound truth. Wise preparation for difficult seasons is not a matter of luck, but diligent planning. The small and seemingly insignificant ant demonstrates an essential principle of wise stewardship. In the natural world, the ant prepares for the winter by gathering resources during times of abundance. She works in the summer to store her food for herself and her colony, anticipating a time when resources will be scarce. The principle extends beyond physical food and into every area of life, including our finances. The call to go to the ant invites us to manage our financial resources wisely, especially when times are prosperous. But the question many of us face today is this: how can we store resources for the future in a wise, secure, and sustainable way? Bitcoin as a store of value. Recently, Bitcoin has emerged as an alternative to traditional financial assets. While its current volatility is well known, many see it as a way to protect against inflation and economic instability. As a decentralized digital asset, Bitcoin offers a potential hedge against uncertainties of traditional currencies and financial systems. However, as with any resource, it requires proper management wisdom. Just as the ant stores food in the summer, we are called to store wealth for times when resources may be more challenging. For some, Bitcoin presents a promising opportunity to store value. Still, it is essential to approach it with the same caution and discernment that Proverbs calls us to in all matters of financial wisdom. Proverbs 21:5 reminds us, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only into poverty." Preparing for personal and economic winters. The Bible also speaks of the broader concept of preparation during economic hardship. Proverbs 3:25 says, "The ants are a people not strong, yet they provide their food in the summer." This verse reminds us that the preparation does not require great strength or vast resources, only a willingness to work diligently and prudently. Similarly, as we store Bitcoin or other assets, the key is to act with foresight, understand the nature of the times, and prepare accordingly. Furthermore, Proverbs 10:4 reminds us, "A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich." Regarding our finances, diligence, and wisdom are paramount in Bitcoin or other savings forms. It is easy to get caught up in the short-term excitement of financial trends, but the prudent person looks ahead to future seasons, storing resources for when they will be needed the most. As we look to the future, we must store wisely, not just for our benefit, but with an eye to the needs of others. The ant works not for her comfort alone, but for her colony's survival. In the same way, our financial decisions should not only reflect personal gain, still, they should be a part of a more significant commitment to generosity, stewardship, and care for those in need. Conclusion. In the end, Bitcoin and ants have something in common. They remind us of the importance of foresight, diligence, and preparation. By following the wisdom of Proverbs, we can be faithful stewards of the resources God has given us. Whether we are saving for personal financial winters or preparing for broader economic challenges. As we consider how to store and manage our wealth, may we do so with a heart of wisdom, recognizing that our ultimate security comes not from Bitcoin, savings, or investment, but from the one who provides for us in every season of life.
This episode is also brought to you by our good friends at CrowdHealth. CrowdHealth is here to provide you with a new way to pay for your healthcare. It's not health insurance, which is expensive, increasingly complicated, and impersonal. And CrowdHealth is working to change that model. You pay them a monthly fee, and that fee accumulates in an account that you control and can be held in dollars or in Bitcoin. Then if you have a health event, CrowdHealth goes to the doctor on your behalf and they negotiate the price lower for you, allowing you to save anywhere from 20 to 80% on your bill. You pay the first $500 out of pocket and then the CrowdHealth community covers the rest. They have Bitcoin Lightning payments that they've enabled. So if you want to pay your monthly fee or even your doctor in Bitcoin via Lightning, you can do that now. They've got a growing roster of doctors that are beating down their door to work with them. Their CEO is a friend and a Christian, and they're approaching healthcare in the right way. It's a healthy community that focuses on preventative healthcare and avoids big pharma as much as possible. My family and I use CrowdHealth instead of insurance and couldn't be happier with that decision. So if you're not happy with your health insurance and are looking for a more sane human healthcare alternative, go to joincrowdhealth.com and use promo code TGFB at checkout to get 30% off your first 3 months. That's joincrowdhealth.com using promo code TGFB at checkout.